Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefonica.
Today's top stories at a glance. The U.S. shifts its chip export policy by allowing NVIDIA's H200 chips to be exported to China under strict conditions, including a 25% fee, and continued restrictions on NVIDIA Blackwell chips while targeting illegal tech smuggling. An exclusive O2 deal introduces the flagship Nothing Phone 3, bundled with a choice between the premium Nothing Headphone 1 or the CMF headphone for O2, Mobile M tariff customers, and Deutsche Telekom, along with Telefonica and other operators, resists federal network agency proposals that would intensify regulation in the business customer sector by mandating measures such as dark fiber access.
The Handelsblatt article highlights a significant shift in the U.S. policy regarding chip exports. Focusing on the decision to allow NVIDIA to export its H200 chips to China under strict conditions. The report explains that President Trump has reversed the previous hardline stance by introducing a 25% fee as part of the arrangement, aiming to balance commercial interests with national security. The article details that this compromise policy applies to approved customers and maintains restrictions on the latest NVIDIA Blackwell chips, while also stressing the need to prevent illegal technology smuggling, as evidenced by recent arrests of Chinese nationals involved in such activities. Experts like Rush Doshi and others are cited, noting that this move could be a decisive factor in the competitive arena of artificial intelligence, especially as it might allow Chinese companies to enhance their AI capabilities despite long-standing export controls. Furthermore, the report discusses the broader geopolitical implications of the decision, indicating that it might prompt China to accelerate its efforts to become less dependent on foreign chip technologies, thereby intensifying the global race for technological leadership.
The Heise.de report details a landmark decision by the Federal Constitutional Court regarding a judicial order that would have forced a major telecommunications provider to monitor DNS queries on a massive scale. The court suspended the order issued by the Oldenburg District Court in November 2025, halting further directives that required the surveillance of DNS requests made by approximately 40 million customers, estimated at 5 million queries per second. The article explains that the order was based on Section 100A of the Criminal Procedure Code, which traditionally governs the tapping of telephone calls and email access in extended investigations. The Constitutional Court underscored the risk of severe and irreversible intrusions into customer privacy, emphasizing that many individuals could be monitored without any personal suspicion and without the possibility of preventative legal safeguards. The report in Heise.de portrays this development as a critical moment for digital investigation practices and a protective measure to preserve the integrity of telecommunications secrecy.
The Curved DE article focuses on an exclusive O2 deal involving the Nothing Phone 3, which is positioned as the manufacturer's first true flagship device. The press release emphasizes that alongside the Nothing Phone 3, customers can choose to receive either the premium Nothing Headphone 1, valued at €249, or the CMF headphone for €99 at no additional cost, all bundled with an O2 Mobile M tariff. The device itself features a high-end periscope camera, an innovative design including a unique glyph matrix, and a mini display on the rear that notifies users of incoming messages and calls. The deal underlines attractive tariff details such as 30 gigabytes of data with annual increases, an all-net flat rate, and high-speed connectivity up to 300 megabit per second, with a monthly cost starting at €31.99. The report in Curved.de presents this offer as a compelling opportunity in a competitive premium segment, underlining O2's attractive bundle pricing in a fast-moving telecommunications market.
The Süddeutsche Zeitung reports on an ongoing investigation launched by the European Commission against Google, focusing on the tech giant's increasing reliance on AI to generate search results. The investigation is centered on allegations that Google has unlawfully used online content, including journalistic articles and data from various publishers, to train its generative AI without offering proper compensation. The report explains that this practice, which extends to AI-enhanced features on platforms like YouTube, might be undermining fair competition while reducing traffic to content providers who rely on website visits for revenue. It is also noted that the commission is examining whether Google's strategies, which include signing licensing deals with select media and data providers, unfairly disadvantage rival developers, and exploit a dominant market position. Google defends its approach by arguing that such innovations benefit European citizens by granting access to the latest technologies, a point that is strongly contested by media rights holders who claim they have long seen their content exploited without fair recompense.
The article from Welt.de reports on the recent political debate surrounding social media regulations for minors, following the measures implemented in Australia. The Australian law, which prohibits children under 16 from owning accounts on major social media platforms like Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and YouTube, intends to protect young users from risks such as cyberbullying while offering them a chance to enjoy a healthier childhood. In response, Bavarian Digital Minister Fabian Mehring firmly criticizes this approach as unsuitable for Europe, characterizing the proposed ban as both absurd and short-sighted. Mehring argues that imposing age limits represents a capitulation in the face of the ongoing digital transformation, emphasizing instead that digital competence is the essential skill for the future, especially in an age increasingly shaped by AI and rapid technological change. The article from Welt.de thus presents a clear call for strategies centered around education and empowerment rather than restrictive measures, cautioning that such bans could set a dangerous precedent on a global scale.
The article from Teltarif.de, authored by Marcus Widener, informs that Vodafone is set to increase the base fees on its Giga Mobile tariffs. It explains that starting the 10th of December, the monthly fee will be raised by €2 for contracts where customers opt for a smartphone along with the tariff, while SIM-only contracts will remain unaffected. The report details that despite the upcoming price adjustment, a 25% discount on the monthly fee will still apply until the 28th of January 2026, leaving uncertainty as to when the full impact of the new pricing will be felt. It further highlights that regardless of whether a customer chooses a SIM-only option or a tariff including a smartphone, all other terms and conditions, such as the Giga Depot allowing the rollover of unused data, will continue unchanged. This development is strategic for Vodafone as it involves a partial revision of its pricing, reinforcing the broader competitive landscape where each operator must balance price adjustments with attractive service offerings.
The article published on Golem.de discusses the resistance of Deutsche Telekom to proposals by the Federal Network Agency aimed at intensifying regulation in the business customer sector. The report explains that the current proposals are seen as favoring non-investing competitors, specifically mentioning Vodafone and 1&1 Versatel, while potentially harming the investment-driven business models of companies that invest. Telecom spokeswoman Sandra Rohrbach described the proposed regulatory framework as one of the most intervention-intensive scenarios imaginable and expressed particular concern over the mandate to provide access to dark fiber. She argued that this obligation breaks with the market analysis approved by the Federal Network Agency's President's Chamber and would be both unnecessary and legally problematic. The article further notes that other network operators, including Deutsche Glasfaser, Telefonica, Eway, and Breco, share similar reservations, and it highlights that extending regulation to the use of constructional facilities goes beyond what is already addressed by the EU gigabit infrastructure regulation, posing a risk to the overall fiber network expansion in Germany.
The article from telecomhandle.de details Telecom's new Christmas video titled Tim on Ice, featuring CEO Tim Höttges engaging in various ice activities. In this production, Höttges leaves the Bonn headquarters to try ice skating, ice hockey, and curling in Troisdorf, supported by a double, a hockey team, and the dachshund Anton, who is known for his recurring appearances in previous videos. The video not only entertains but also serves as a year-end review, with Höttges looking back on the achievements of 2025 and expressing gratitude toward the employees. Maintaining a tradition as the eighth installment, the clip includes humorous moments with staged acrobatics and familiar outtakes, even if some of the athletic scenes appear secondary to the overall lighthearted message. The production, handled by the Bremen-based agency Lejong, marks a slight departure from past years by utilizing a new location in Troisdorf while continuing to reach audiences on multiple social media platforms, including LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.